USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One student is dead, several others are injured, and two students are under arrest after two gunmen opened fire inside a STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. This mom found out about the attack when her daughter called her on her cell phone.
The first communication she had with me was, "Mom, there's a lockdown." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Mom, I love you." I said, "What's going on?" And then she said, "This is it's not just a drill. It's a real lockdown, Mom. There's shooting."
Law enforcement says it has learned a lot about the importance of speed after the Columbine and Aurora Theater shootings. Sheriff's officials arrived quickly and took the suspects into custody. One of them is a minor and one is an adult. Seven other children remain in the hospital. There's still no word on a motive for the shootings. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The First Lady is marking the one-year anniversary of her Be Best initiative. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says a fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stocks took a nosedive amid growing concerns among investors that trade talks with China are getting worse, not better. Bill Adams with PNC Financial Services says the biggest fear is the slapping of tariffs.
Higher tariffs could affect corporate profits through higher costs of inputs for American manufacturers that use imported components, for example. There's the retaliation against American exporters, particularly in agriculture, but other industries as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An award has been taken away from an American singer before he ever received it. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
We all got up to dance, but we never got the chance.
It was just hours after singer Don McLean announced that he was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award that it was then rescinded because of a past domestic violence charge. The George and Ira Gershwin Award for Lifetime Musical Achievement had been given to the American Pie singer by the Student Alumni Association of the University of California in Los Angeles soon after the group discovered McLean had pleaded guilty to domestic violence against his wife in 2016. McLean's publicist calls the decision to then take the award back publicly disrespectful and grossly humiliating. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp has signed a bill that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected.
The LIFE Act is very simple, but also very powerful. A declaration that all life has value, that all life is worthy of protection.
Opponents like Planned Parenthood's Stacey Fox says it's a brazen attack on women's rights and is an effective ban on abortion.
6 weeks pregnant is barely a time that a woman even notices that she's missed a period, much less knows she's pregnant and has had the time to talk to her doctor to make these very personal decisions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.